Joel chapter 1. I am Joel, the son of Pethuel, and this is the message the Lord gave me. Listen, you leaders, and everyone else in the land. Has anything like this ever happened before? Tell your children. Let us be told to our grandchildren and their children too. Swarm after swarm of locusts has attacked our crops, eating everything in sight. Sober up, you drunkards. Cry long and loud. Your wine supply is gone. A powerful nation with countless troops has invaded our land. They have the teeth and jaws of powerful lions. Our grapevines and fig trees are stripped bare. Only naked branches remain. Grieve like the young woman mourning for the man she was to marry. Offerings of grain and wine are no longer brought to the Lord's temple. Her servants and priests are deep in sorrow. Barren fields mourn. Grain, grapes, and olives are scorched and shriveled. Mourn for our farms and our vineyards. There's no wheat or barley growing in our fields. Grapevines have dried up, and so has every tree, figs and pomegranates, date palms and apples. All happiness has faded away. Mourn, you priests who serve at the altar of my God. Spend your days and nights wearing sackcloth. Offering of grain and wine are no longer brought to the Lord's temple. Tell the leaders and people to come together at the temple. Order them to go without eating and to pray sincerely. We are in for trouble. Soon the Lord, all-powerful, will bring disaster. Our food is already gone. There is no more celebrating at the temple of our God. Seeds dry up in the ground. No harvest is possible. Our barns are in bad shape, with no grain to store them in. Our cattle wander aimlessly, moaning for lack of pasture, and sheep are suffering. I cry out to you, Lord. Grasslands and forests are eaten by the scorching heat. Wild animals have no water because of you. Rivers and streams are dry, and pastures are parched.
Think about the land around you. Pray for people who mourn. Do be productive.